Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, share sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Ayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Asiri, starting Aloch Yud Gimel in the bottom of the Samach Tes Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Koyen Shiloko Beetz Boyer. You have a Koyen that hurt his finger. Korech Alea Gemi B'Migdosh of Libya Medino. He could put a piece of reed on it in the Beis HaMikdosh, not in the Medina. Reed heals. He now put a healing product in the Medina outside of Beis HaMikdosh, but Beis HaMikdosh, he could do it in order for him to be able to avoid it. Im lo itzi dam, but if he's intending to take a blood, kam lekanoso, that he's not allowed to do, that is something because in Beis HaMikdosh, there's no benefit for it in Beis HaMikdosh, and therefore it's asur. Boiski melech gabe akevesh b'shul shelo yachlik. You could spread salt on the ramp of the Mizbeach so people won't slip down. This is allowed on Beis HaMikdosh, not outside Beis HaMikdosh, because it's considered to be moisty for the binyan, it's considered to be building. You're allowed to use a wheel to take out water from Bor HaGoyel, which is a bor that was in Beis HaMikdosh. You're allowed to take it out on Shabbos. And the reason why it would be a problem, it's either because it makes noise, or because he may come and use the water for other purposes. So Beis HaMikdosh would not go easier. Mibor HaGodol, Mibor HaKar, B'Yom Tif. This is our Girsa, but Reb Chaim fixes it to say, the goylo and godol is to the two pits that one Beis HaMikdosh you could do in Shabbos. Berakar be Yom Tov. Berakar la do even in Yom Tov was berakar. Kar is loshon mokor, loshon spring of water, because there is a spring, mayim chaim coming from that bor, and that you're allowed to do even in Yom Tov, even outside Beis HaMikdosh, as we'll see in the Gemara. So the Gemara in Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. You de brebe ama loshonu elagemi. You can use only reed, because reed is not clothing. But if he's taking a little belt, that he's not allowed to do, because of YouTube Gadim, Koyin is supposed to wear four Gadim, and if you put another belt on the finger in order to heal with it, that is an extra baggage that you can't do in Beis HaMikdosh. Savin Meima, YouTube Gadim, Kechizu Gadim, he holds that the same way you're not allowed to have less than four Gadim, you're not allowed to have more than four Gadim. So says Yaakov Acho that Bingun you could add another beged. The only thing you're not allowed to do with extra beged is only to do chatzitzo between the beged and his body, between one beged to another. But for that reason, you could do it. What is a Yitub Gadim which is Asur? Shtei Kotnois, Shtei Mitznefois, Shtei Michlasayim, Shtei Avneitim, meaning using one of the Gadim base of the Koyen and putting double of it. That's a Yitub that you're not allowed to do. But if he's putting a different clothing, then it's okay. Says the Gemara, Koyen Shaloko Beetzbo Vekorach Alea Avnet. Koyen who hurt his finger, he takes an Avnet. The Avnet is the Beged of a Koyen. That is the belt of the Koyen. But he's not putting it as a belt. He's putting it on his finger to wrap it around the mako. Do we say kol shem avnet posel? The inala where two avnet, it doesn't matter where. Or in a posel, a malbush. It's only posel if you're wearing it at a malbush, like a normal way of wearing a belt. Says the Gemara, ma'alim bid yuvit. You're allowed to use it yuvit or Shabbos. We'll see in a moment what that means. Matifim be'eddek l'chol b'Shabbos. So explains the Gemara. Ma'alim b'yuvit, what is it? Mashtemiho, which means you take a small straw and you want to take wine from a barrel, put it into another place. So one sucks the wine out with a straw and then automatically the wine continues going out from that straw. So that's a lot on Shabbos. What's the chiddush, says Reb Chaim? Maybe because it makes noise. Now, mativim be'edek is tebai meimar irora, which means this is a type of kli that has small holes in it in the bottom, like a sifter. You fill it with water, and then you close it on top that holds the water, doesn't let the water go down. Once you remove the cap from the top, the water stops dripping down slowly from the holes in the bottom. Now, what's the purpose of this thing? So the first one, Domer says, it's in order to wake up a sick person in Shabbos. He is sleeping, and they don't want to make too much noise to wake him up. So what you do is, you make small noise with these drops of water. Is the by Meimar Kokaniso. This doesn't wake him up, but he puts him to sleep. Because it makes a very pleasant noise, and that makes the choyla go to sleep. So the difference between two explanations is, what noise is Osor Shabbos? Because you hear you're allowing it only for a choyla. Not sure for a bar, you're not allowed to do it. Why not? So if the noise is to wake up the choyla, it's not a pleasant noise, it's not a music. It's still Osor because any noise is Osor. But if you say it's only because it makes up the choyle go to sleep, means it's a very pleasant noise, it's considered to be music. Only music is usur, not other noise. Now, if you need to understand our mishnah that we says you're not allowed to use a galgal to take a water and Shabbos from a pit, what's the problem with the galgal? If it's because the first shot, so even a small noise, any noise you're not allowed to do in Shabbos. But according to the second shot, only because it makes a pleasant noise, so it has to be the other reason that you're not allowed to take a water from the pit because he may come to water his garden. Continues the Gemara referring to what was said in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to spread salt in outside of the Beis HaMikdash, only in the ramp of the Beis HaMikdash. So chatzah sheyardu b'gshamim, if you have a courtyard that's full of rain, v'haba beis evel or beis hamishte, but there's a place where they need it for the beis evel, for people to gather, for shiva, or for beis hamishte, harei ze noitel, the gus of chayim is es a tevin, you're allowed to take straw, umoirit, and you're allowed to spread it out. So even though you're not allowed to spread salt, but straw, which is edible, you're allowed to spread. V'at shelo yaseh b'shabbos kedech shoyis sebechol, he should not do the normal way he does it on the weekday, he should do it b'shinui, he should just let it fall from the kli, as Reb Chaim goes on to explain. Sigmar tani ein memalim ba'adosho b'shabbos. You're not allowed to use a wheel to take a water from a pit on Shabbos, mentioned in the Mishnah. But in kechasa lechevel ha-meshicha mutter. But if the problem is that he's going to ruin the rope, if he's going to use a regular rope to take water out of the pit, so then he could use the wheel even on Shabbos. Mimali b'ra'goylu b'galik b'Shabbos b'ra'godu b'ra'kar b'yontov, that's a quote from the Mishnah. Why borakar, that specific bor that has a spring of water you don't take out on it in Yom Tov? When Avisol came from Bavel, they camped on this bear. So Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, the Nevim, they said you could take water from there because they needed it for the tzibur. Now, loy kol ha-be'er sakai tirul, loy sa ha-be'er shechonu ala b'vat. They didn't allow every pit that has spring water. Only that specific bar. Heich madama taman, this is similar to what we saw before. Mashahutar hutar v'kam mashahutar hutar. Meaning, only what was allowed. They allowed something for a specific reason, so that became mutar forever. We don't make it asur. But a regular bar, you now use a galgal to take water from it on Yom Tov. Halach yudah zog the Mishnah. Sheret shenimtzo b'migdosh, where he found a sheret causes tumah in the Beis HaMikdosh, koyin mitziah behem yonoy shelo la'ashoyis ha'tumah di Rabbi Yochanan b'Reiko. So the koyin should use his belt, take out the sheret. Reb Chaim goes on to explain that if he takes it out with the belt, it will not cause more tumah except the belt itself. Take the belt and take the sherets with it and take it out right away. It should not wait to find other ways to take it out in order not to cause tumah for the belt, but it's better to get rid of the tumah as soon as possible. So continues the Mishnah Vayinam with base. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer b'tzvas shel etz shel harba satuma. Read this, says no wait. Go find a thong of wood. And then when you take out the sherets, it won't make any tuma at all. So don't use the belt to cause the belt to become tummy. Use a wooden thongs. Meichel mutzi moisa, where you take out the sherets. Mina heichel u mina ulom. The heichel is the inner room of Beis HaMikdash. The ulam is the outside room of Beis HaMikdash. And the space between the ulam and the mizbech, it also has din of kedusha. You take it out, but not furthermore. If it's more outside from that, you leave the sherets over there, as we'll see in a moment. You take out from any place, if someone goes in there, retumo, it's chayav kares, and that's the entire azara. Even outside of the mizbeach, the shalom covers other places. So according to Shimon Anas, it means from outside of the mizbeach. According to Bekiva, it means the l'shachos. Koyfim alav psachter. Psachter is a little pot made out of copper. You cover the sherets with it. Reb Shimon Oimer. Shimon says, "Makush yitirachami mishelchon nosnu lecho shloitiru lekoy lemishum shvus." So this refers to the previous daf that we learned that one can tie a knot in Beis HaMikdash, referring to the strings of the music instruments that we said you could do in Beis HaMikdash. Shimon says you're not allowed to do that. So says Shimon, why am I machmir over here in Le'el when we spoke about the tchumim? So Shimon says I'm going to give you an extra 50 dama. If someone went out of the tchum, he has an extra 50 dama just in case. He says there I'm more makel because the 50 dama mishilchan nasnocha. Because really the tchum should go 50 dama more. The reason why the tchum comes to this area is just a little bit of a chumra that we took out 50 dama from the tchum in order to prevent people from making mistakes on Shabbos. So therefore, there I'm makel. If you within 50 dama out, you're still okay. But here, tying a knot, according to Shimon, is the Isur D'Oraisa. Isur D'Oraisa did not allow in Beis HaMikdash. So that's what Shimon is saying. Makom shitil chachamim. The place chachamim allowed you. Mishlechon nosulcha. It was something that belongs to you. Just they were makmer, so they gave it to you back. Shloitil chachamim shu shvus. Well, they're matir shvus, but not a yisod or baiso. So the sheretz in the mikdash, you found the sheretz in the mikdash. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Breiko, lo nitzeso mashe betumo. Rabbi Yochanan Breiko tells of you though. You say to wait for the wooden thong, but you're waiting for the maybe tumah is staying in the mikdash for a little bit. According to Rabbi Chaim, taking over here the word Omar Loi and continue on what Rabbi Yochanan Breiko is saying, lo nitzeso mashe betumo. You're adding more tumah to the mikdash. He says, yeah, possibly now we're adding two mitzvah beis hamikdash. But it's loy bas liyodo, which means it's sheval taisa. You're not doing anything, just like letting the shards be there until he's able to get the thongs to take it out. But if I'm going to come and take a belt and take the shards with me, I'm making a two beyadayim. It's not sheval taisa, it's kumvese. It's better to do sheval taisa than kumvese. This machlekes is similar to another machlekes. Now, Tanin Tamon, we learned over there. Kitzam mafrishim chalo betum biyomtiv. How can you take out? Can you do a freshes chalo in with when it's tame on yomtiv? We're referring to here to yomtiv of Pesach. So you now allow the chalo to become chametz. So you now want to bake it because the chalos are sorts betumo. You now the chalo which is tame, there's no usage for it. If you let it stay. So it become chametz. What do you do? So it says, a simple thing you do is the following. You take the entire dough, make a few breads out of it, and the woman who's doing it will not decide which one of them is challah until after it's baked. Once it's baked, you'll say, this one over there in the corner, that's challah. She lets it burn in the oven. The reason this is mutter, because each one of the challahs may be the one she's going to eat. So there's only one which is challah. She didn't decide which one it is, and that one she will let to burn. Maseir says, take that piece of challah, put it into cold water, so it won't become chametz. Rabbi Elazar doesn't like that because maybe it will become chametz before she won't be careful enough. It will become chametz before she puts it into the cold water. You said let it stay in the oven. It's as if you're burning the bread on Yom Tov, and you're burning kachem on Yom Tov. Amaloi, Rabbi Lazar, so Lazar answered to him. That's the Yisrael Chaim. Lo nimtza oiver, lo aloi roi v'lo imotze. But you're causing this to become chametz. If you let it, if you be mafresh it, and you let it stay, if you put it in cold water, maybe it's not going to work well, it's going to become chametz. Amalo mutav lavo, mitzaz lo yisza shlebasa yotcho, mitzaz lo yisza shlebasa fonecho. Similar answer. Here you're doing biyadayim, you're putting it into the oven, and you're burning the challah. Yes, you're making the challah only later, but you're burning it biyadayim. And there, I'm putting it aside. Hopefully it won't become chametz. It becomes chametz as b'sheval taisa. I'm not doing it b'yadayim. And the Gemara brings another example of it. Tama Tanina, we learned over there, and Nisoni matana achas, Nisovrim, Nisoni matana achas, Yinatnu b'matona achas, which means, different korbanos have different matonos on the mizbeach. So you have matona achas on the mizbeach, you sprinkle the blood on one corner of the mizbeach, and that's it. So you have to sprinkle on all four corners. So if I have a korban, which is supposed to be sprinkled only on one maton on the mizbeach, and it got mixed up with another blood of another korban that you have to sprinkle only once. So then it's very easy. You just sprinkle it once and you eat it for both. Matanarbo. You got mixed up a blood of a korban that's supposed to be sprinkled on four corners of his back into a blood of another korban that's supposed to sprinkle on four corners of his back. Again, inostu matanarbo, that's of our posture. You put it in all four corners. You eat it both korbanas. But what happens is matanarba matanachas. One of the four corners gets mixed up with a mizkarban of one matanachas. What should you do? You put it in the four corners. You put it only in one corner. According to you, you do less than four. So you are able about tigra, doing less of what's needed for one of the karbanas. According to you, you're putting more to one of the karbanas instead of doing matanachas, doing four, you're able about toisif. And continues Rabbi Shua and the final from Daf, according to the Gisa of Rabbi Chaim, Mutov la'avor mitzvah lo yisaseh shloi bas liyodi, mitzvah lo yisaseh shebas liyodi. Meaning, I prefer to do sheva'al taisa than kum ve'ase. If I sprinkle only once, I may be oiver al-bal tigro, but I'm not doing a maise. If I'm doing four instead of one, I may be oiver al-bal taisa by doing a maise. It's better to refrain from doing a maise than from doing a maise. Then this is a third example that I'd say that sheva'al taisa odif. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Ein.